It's my great honor and fortune to have this opportunity to be sitting amongst these exalted saints and to have this chance to render some service through my words to all of you. One afternoon at the Math, just across from Sevakunj, I was sitting with a group of devotees at the feet of His Divine Grace, Paramhamsa Bhakti Vaibhav Puri Goswami Maharaj. Somebody asked him about the intimate details of Raslila of Sri Sri Radha Govindadev. He became very strong. Unless you learn to chant the holy names of the Lord purely, Nam Japa Nam Kirtana, you cannot understand these things. Through the chanting of the holy names of the Lord, all these things will be revealed to you. And then he explained, quoting Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how we must chant. Trinarapi sunichena taror iba sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadaha. One must chant in a spirit of being more humble than a blade of grass, more forgiving and tolerant than a tree, eager to offer all respect to others and expect none in return. Then we can please Sri Sri Radha Govindadev and chant their holy names constantly. And all the treasures and secrets of the spiritual world can be revealed. Thakur Narottam, in his prayer, taught us, Golokera Premadana Hari Nama Sankirtan, that the Sankirtan has descended from Goloka, the highest realm of the spiritual world, and is accessible to all. Dinahi nayata chilo hari nama udharilo tharasaki jagai madhai. That the power of the holy names was demonstrated in how it delivered even the two most cruel murderers and thieves, Jagai and Madhai. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a beautiful story. The devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, about 300 of them, were having Harinam procession from Bengal. They were just entering Puri. Gajapati Prataparudra brought Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Gopinathacharya onto the roof of his palace. Prataparudra Maharaj, he was astounded. He said, I have seen so many thousands and thousands of Sankirtan groups coming to Puri, but never have I seen anything like this. How they are dancing with such grace, with such love. The happiness that is emanating like light from their bodies, and the sweetness of the sound of the holy names. Please tell me, what is this that makes it so unique, so different? Sarvabhauma and Gopinathacharya, they replied, this is not just Sankirtan. This is the unique contribution of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to this world. He has given us Prem Sankirtan. The chanting of the holy names in the ecstatic love of the residents of Vrindavan. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was performing the Ratha Yatra in the streets of Puri, he manifested to us the highest potential of what Sankirtan can awaken within us. Radha Bhava Duti Subalitam Nomi Krishna Swarupam.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna with the Mahabhava of Sri Radha and her golden complexion. In the mood of Sri Radha bringing Shyam Sundar from Kurukshetra to Vrindavan, he was performing Nam Sankirtan. The highest ananda or ecstasies of love were pouring from his heart as he was chanting the holy names. Tasting the sweetness of the names, tears were pouring from his eyes and bathing everyone around him. And he invited everyone to enter his eternal lila through joining this Prem Sankirtan. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited Varanasi, he came into the room of Prakashananda Saraswati, a great Mayavad scholar, and his disciples. Lord Gauranga sat in the place where all the other sannyasis washed their feet. His humility and the beauty of the effulgence of his body completely melted the hearts of these sannyasis. Prakashananda Saraswati himself came down and took him by the hand and said, Swamiji, please come and sit with us. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, I am not qualified to sit with such exalted people like you. Prakashananda Saraswati took him by the hand and sat him next to him. Why? Why you waste your time chanting and dancing like a sentimentalist with these common people? You are a sannyasi. You should be with us studying Vedanta. Mahaprabhu said that my Gurudev, he told me that I am a fool. I cannot understand the deep, subtle subject of Vedanta. Better I chant the holy names of Lord Krishna. And he gave me a verse. Harinam, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalonasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva, Gathiranyata. That in this age of Kali, there is no greater way, there is no other way than the chanting of the holy names to achieve this highest perfection. He told them I began to chant Harinam. And suddenly some things were happening, and I went back to my Gurudev, and I said, as I'm chanting, my limbs are trembling, my hairs are standing up, my tears are pouring from my eyes, I'm going mad. What is this Harinam doing to me? My Gurudev told me, oh my child, very good, you have attained the perfection of life. Krishna Prem, love for Krishna. Now take this Harinam and this love for Krishna and give it to the whole world. After speaking this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the sannyasis began to discuss Vedanta. And on the basis of the philosophy, the science, and the logic of Vedanta, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu completely defeated all their misconceptions, and they all surrendered to the Harinam Sankirtan. Through Harinam, he conquered the hearts of the greatest scholars of all of India. In Navadvip, he was in the house of Srivas, and there was a little 4 or 5-year-old girl named Narayani. She didn't know any philosophy. She wasn't in any way performing austerities. She was just a simple little girl. Mahaprabhu offered his prasad to her. And one day in front of everyone, he turned to little Narayani and said, very sweetly, Narayani, chant Krishna's names and cry in ecstatic love. His compassion was so deep, it entered so deep into her heart that she cried out, Krishna, Krishna. Again she cried out, Krishna, Krishna. Torrents of tears were pouring from her little eyes. Her limbs were trembling and she was rolling on the ground in ecstasy. She had attained the perfection of yoga. This is the power of the holy name. When Lord Gauranga was dancing and chanting through Jarikanda, a forest in central India,
there was a tiger sleeping on the path.
Sri Gauranga placed his lotus foot on the head of the tiger and kicked him. The tiger woke up. Lord Gauranga spoke to the tiger with such compassion for the eternal soul within that animal. Rise and take the names of Hari. Even the tiger could recognize the deep, profound love and compassion that Lord Gauranga had for his soul. He raised his paws and lovingly cried out, Hari, Hari. Tears in his eyes, all his hair standing on end, he attained the perfection of life. Through Harinam, he was giving prema bhakti to the snakes, to the trees, to the wild boar. And as he was walking, many deer were following him on one side and tigers on the other. Tiger and deer are enemies. Tiger sees deer only to kill and to eat. And deer sees tiger as death personified. Sriman Mahaprabhu turned to the deers and tigers with such love and compassion in his beautiful lotus eyes. He raised his arms and chant, Hari, Hari. The deers and the tigers all cried out, Hari, Hari. Through the holy name of the Lord, they forgot they were tigers or deer. They realized that they are eternal souls, the Atma, Mamayavam so Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanata. They were all part of Krishna. Jivera Swarupoi Krishnera Nitya Das, that we are all eternal servants of Krishna. When love of Krishna enters into the heart, it extends to every living being. Just as watering the root of a tree, the water reaches every part of the tree. When we water that love for Krishna through chanting the holy names, that love extends to everything. As they were dancing and chanting Hari Hari, each tiger and deer embraced each other with ecstatic love for their souls. Each tiger and deer was kissing each other, not some kind of romance. It was the way they expressed their pure compassion and love for Krishna together. And Lord Chaitanya smiled. And he quoted a beautiful verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, describing the land of Sri Vrindavan Dham, where everyone loves each other because Krishna is in the center of their hearts and their lives. Rupa Goswami prayed, Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Godit Vishay Namaha. That Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most munificent, most merciful of all incarnations, because he is giving the highest realization of the absolute truth. He is giving the love of the gopis for Krishna, prema of Brajbhumi, without discriminating what is their qualification or disqualification. And he is giving through the power of Harinam. The Sankirtan of the Holy Name, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. It is the prime benediction for all humanity. The mind is compared to a mirror, Cheto Darpana Marajanam. And in this conditioned state, the mirror of the mind is covered with layers and layers and layers of pollution. Through our mind, the Atma is only seeing those pollutions. But Harinam is pavitra, it is all pure, it cleanses the mirror of the mind so that we could see the ecstatic love that is within us. Jeev jago, goda chandra bole, kota nitra jayo maya pisachira kole. Mahaprabhu would turn to everyone with this invitation. Wake up, sleeping souls. You are sleeping in the lap of the illusion of Maya. Take these holy names of the Lord and realize your true potential. Kalero dosunade raja nastiheku mahanguna kirtanadeva krishnasya mukta sangha param prajet. In this age of Kali, there are so many faults, an ocean of faults. But there is one special benediction that simply chanting Harinam Sankirtan, the names of God, one can attain the perfection of liberation. In Gambira, during the last years of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life, after spreading the glories of the holy name to all types of peoples and animals, he wanted to taste the sweetness of the holy name himself. And that in the spirit of Sri Radha's separation from Krishna. It was there in that setting where the Mahabhav, the supreme origin of all love, Sri Radha's prema, was being tasted by the Lord. From his heart emerged Shikshastaka. These eight verses of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu guide us step by step from the beginning stages of developing Shraddha through chanting and association to the highest platform of the gopi's love for Krishna. My beloved Guru Maharaj, Paramhamsa, Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he went to America in 1965. He had 40 rupees. But do you know in 1965 no one would exchange a rupee? So he had nothing. He didn't know anyone. But he told us he knew he was coming to America to bring the greatest of all wealth and treasures. He had the holy name of Krishna and the Srimad Bhagavatam. And he would sit in a little park with a little drum and chant Harinam Sankirtan. And people who knew nothing, they never heard what is Krishna, who is Krishna, they were addicted to every kind of material attachments. But the pure name coming from the heart of a pure devotee transformed them. When I was in Florence, Italy, I was with Paramhamsa Sri Srimad Bhaktivaibhav Puri Goswami Maharaj. And we invited him to a Harinam Sankirtan procession. He was very excited to come. And when I came up, at the time when we were about to depart, he told me, first some of his assistants told me he is not coming because he's not feeling well and he's too tired. I said to him, Maharaj, we are going to go. He said, they are telling me I cannot go.
He said, they are saying, I am too sick and I am too tired, and it's too much trouble.
I said, Maharaji, if you come, you will actually get a real understanding of what my Guru Maharaj has done with his faith in the holy name.
And Srila Puri Maharaj called one of his assistants, and he scolded him. He said, why are you saying I cannot go? Maharaj wants me to go. I want to see what Swami Maharaj has done. If you don't want to come with me, you get out from here.
I was very happy.
And then he took my hand, he said, let us go.
So we went.
And Florence, Italy, very strange things are on the street for a great Paramhamsa Swami from Puri.
Oh, people drinking wines and eating meat and having romance everywhere, and devotees are doing kirtan. And Maharaji, Srila Puri Maharaj was dancing sometimes. He was so happy. He was weeping, crying.
And he held me by the hand. He said, Swami Maharaj Prabhupada had such faith in the holy name, and look at what he has done.
To see the love and appreciation between two great Paramhamsas is the perfection of our hearts. It gives us a glimpse into the spiritual world. Sri Hari Nam Sankirtan Ki Jai, Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki Jai, Srila Puri Maharaj Goswami Ki Jai. Thank you very much.